Welcome to The Fleet Code, a podcast brought to you by Fleetio, where we dive into the latest fleet industry trends, technologies, and best practices. My name is Zach Searcy, and today I want to explore a topic that is still very fresh on our minds. Last week, there was a major outage that halted many shipping processes across the world. A security platform called CrowdStrike released a faulty update that shut down industries from banking to hospitals to airlines and even to emergency dispatch units. And some of us, and by that I really just mean myself, are referring to this as the digital blockage of the Suez Canal. One digital boat released a bad line of code that turned sideways, and here we all are having to deal with the repercussions. And you can tell that I really put a lot of thought into that comparison. But I use that comparison to say that things like this happen more often than we'd like and often outside of our control. And without a proper plan in place, the impact of something like this on your fleet could be felt for years to come. So let's get into it. So let's start out by talking about what happened. Early Friday morning, CrowdStrike, a cybersecurity company, released a faulty update that brought down Microsoft-powered systems globally. I didn't fully understand the impact until somebody described this to me as, "This is what we expected Y2K to feel like." And childhood trauma aside, this is the biggest IT outage in history, and this update has had significant ramifications across many industries. Airlines were grounded, shipping companies were halted, emergency services went offline, hospitals lost all digital charting, banks were unable to process payments, and perhaps worst of all, Universal Studios in Osaka, Japan could not sell tickets. Needless to say, it was a huge event and really just shows how fragile our systems can be in the digital age. Fortunately, the service disruptions were temporary and everything was mostly restored by the end of the day. But as evidenced by how widespread this outage was, there's not much that fleets could actually do about it to prevent it from happening to them. There were some ways to get systems restored quickly, but those involved doing a temporary workaround on every single impacted device, and many around the world just had to wait this out until a proper fix was in place. While this one was on a global scale, outages can come in many different forms, from natural disasters, poor power grids, nearby construction, or it could even be hyper-local to your organization or your business systems. I wanted to take a few minutes and chat through some of the takeaways from this event for fleets and make some recommendations to your processes that can help you think like a prepper when something like this happens again. And I want to be clear that I have no ill feelings towards preppers, but for the sake of comparison, it makes me think of food rations in a basement that you hope to never have to touch, and I like to hope that you never have to touch the rations of your preparation when it comes to global technology outages. Anyways, let's talk about what you can do for the next outage. Before we get into action items, let's remember that your number one priority as a fleet manager is to guarantee the safety of your team. All of these steps can be implemented to try to continue your fleet management operations, but if the surrounding environment that created an outage is not safe for your fleet, then everything else is moot. This specific outage was purely digital, but if it's an outage due to an environmental disaster, then you need to assess the external situation before you decide to pursue anything internally. Now that I've gotten that disclaimer out of the way, here are some steps that you can take preemptively to minimize the impact for future outages. First, you should make sure that you're implementing systems with proper backups in place. It's one thing to lose access for a short period of time, but it's an entirely different issue if the outage is due to lost data and you're not able to restore your systems once the outage subsides. This doesn't mean that you have to store everything on a local hard drive that's locked away in some cabinet, but rather that you should make sure you're working with providers who have proper data management processes in place. We were fortunate that Fleetio, our fleet maintenance management software, was not impacted by this specific outage. But if it were to go offline for some other reason, we can be confident that all of our data would still be available because it's backed up in two different time zones in different locations on different hard drives. And on the topic of data backups, I talked with John Anderson, the security and compliance manager at Fleetio, to get a few of the best practices or recommendations that he would have for those of you at home. First, he recommended that you set up frequent backups of your most important data, every 24 hours if possible. Next, he recommended that you back up your data in multiple time zones. You don't want to store all of your data down in Florida, and then if a hurricane hits, it temporarily knocks out your data. Instead, store your data in Florida, but then back it up in California or somewhere far away from there. And lastly, he said that you should test your data backups at least once a year, but as often as quarterly if you can. People often create backups, but lose all of their data anyways when they go to restore a backup and realize that the process itself is broken. By ensuring that your data is secure and backed up in several physical locations, you can be confident that any operational impact from an outage is limited to the duration of the outage, rather than having to locate and restore historical records after the fact. Another step that you can take as a fleet manager is to have a system of analog processes that you can use for a short period of time, you know, just to endure the duration of the outage. And not just to have these processes, but to make sure that your team knows how to use these processes. For example, my wife is a nurse at a hospital that was impacted by this outage, by the way, and a hospital can't just stop operations. So they actually practice paper charting once a month. And by having their team familiar with these paper processes, they're able to adjust quickly and continue their patient care in the event of an outage. Once the outage is complete, they have a recovery timeline for efficiently getting all charts and notes taken during the outage uploaded into their digital charting system. And I'm not saying that as a fleet manager, you need to have fire drills every month and force your team to go back to paper inspection forms just so they're ready in a time of crisis. Instead, have clear and available standard operating procedures around how your fleet operates during individual events, and make sure you communicate these steps with your team so that they know where to find these SOPs and also what each of their roles are during this time. You should have multiple binders with detailed instructions, as well as any forms or templates or phone numbers necessary to continue tracking and operating your fleet during this outage. Once the outage is complete, you can go back through those notes to get the missing information uploaded into your fleet management system. And just as you should be communicating these processes in advance, you should also make sure that you have clear lines of communication ready during an outage event. You should have multiple channels for broadcasting messages to team members, either through email, internal communications, text message chains, physical meetings. There are so many different ways that you can communicate with somebody these days, each with varying vulnerability and degrees of reliability in an outage. However, by having all of these systems in place in advance, you can almost always find one channel that is not impacted by the outage. Now that I say it, I feel like I just described Woof, Ryan's idea from The Office, and I'm not justifying that. That was a pointless app.
I just sent myself a woof.
Ryan, you have a woof on line one.
Thank you, Aaron.
But in your message to the team that you send out at the start of this event, you should clarify the problem, the plan, any resources related to the plan, and multiple ways to contact you in case they have additional problems or questions that they need to communicate. Communication is often the first channel to break down in the event of an outage because we're all spoiled with immediate availability through channels like Slack and Microsoft Teams. By establishing clear communication channels, this allows you to be nimble and to adjust your fleet operations on the fly as the outage event continues to shift. The main reason that Peyton Manning was a great quarterback is because he was able to read a defense before the snap and adjust his coverage according to what he saw. As a fleet manager in a crisis or an outage event like this, your job is to see what's happening as it's happening and to call an audible or adjust your coverage and set your team up for success. But also, remember that you aren't expected to solve every issue yourself. Many times, things are out of your control. Even the best response plan is going to be challenged in a situation like this, and you do not need to take personal responsibility to right the entire ship. Lean into your strengths and then surround yourself with people who fill in your weaknesses. For example, I'm not a data security expert. That's why I talked to ours, John, earlier, because I knew that I would make a fool of myself if I tried to pretend to be the expert. And then realize that sometimes things are going to go wrong. You just might need to wait it out and figure out how the pieces fit back together after everything stabilizes. And even if you can take control of a situation like this, it might be an extremely challenging period, and you need to create space for yourself to recharge after the fact. Being a fleet manager often requires you to always be on call, and you can easily end up feeling burnt out or worse after an event like this. Remember to take care of yourself and disconnect from work when you get a chance, because situations like this are always temporary and the fleet will still need your oversight when normalcy is restored. That's all I have for today's episode of The Fleet Code. I genuinely hope your fleet was minimally impacted by last week's outage and that you as a fleet manager had a nice, restful weekend. Here are a few key takeaways from today's episode. Above all else, make sure the environment is safe for your team to operate in. Implement and test your data backups to reduce the chance of a long-term impact to your fleet. Have a plan in place as well as resources to help implement the plan so your team knows exactly what to do in this situation, and establish communication channels early so that you can keep your team updated on the latest. And last, but absolutely not least, make sure you take care of yourself. As a reminder, the Fleet Code is brought to you by Fleetio. If you're looking for a secure and reliable platform to track your fleet's maintenance data, Fleetio's system brings all of your data sources into one place and can be accessed from anywhere that you have an internet connection, so you can get a real-time view of the status of your fleet. You can learn more about Fleetio at fleetio.com. That's F-L-E-E-T-I-O.com. I've included a few resources around today's topic in the episode description in case you want to add that to your underground closet of fleet management rations. And make sure you subscribe to The Fleet Code on your podcast platform of choice to keep up with the latest tips and tricks for fleet managers. Leave a review or a rating if you're into that kind of thing. And if you ever have a topic that you would like for us to cover, send us an email to podcast@fleetio.com and let us know. Subscribe to our newsletter and follow us at Fleetio on social media for even more fleet management best practices.